Welcome to Anthem EAP's four-part podcast series, where we will be discussing simple practices you can use to improve your mental well-being. I'm your host, Mark DeFee, and joined with me is my co-host, Casey Schroeder. We are EAP client executives with Anthem, and we're also licensed mental health therapists with a combined 30 years of experience. So, Casey, welcome. How's 2020 going for you?
Hey, Mark. Is that a trick question?
Kind of is.
It kind of is. 2020, one of the most challenging years on the books, right? It has been, it's, you know, I'm here, I'm present. And I think that folks listening, most of the folks I know can say being here, being present is a huge accomplishment in 2020.
Yeah, you should claim victory just for that. Mm-hmm, that is definitely the standard nowadays. But we're here to help people. We're here to help people get better, not just survive and get by. And so we've put together this four-part series where each podcast, we're going to be focusing on something new. So what we have coming up, we're going to be looking at our thoughts. We're going to be talking about our relationships, the power of helping others, as well as how do you create a lasting happiness hygiene plan. But that's all coming up. So let's refocus today's session on our thoughts and how we keep them helping us move in a positive direction. So Casey, what are your thoughts on thoughts?
My thoughts on thoughts. My thought is that we all have a lot of thoughts, right? And I think in particularly right now in the times that we're living in, I think we have a lot of thoughts coming at us at warp speed, right? We've been really been asked to wear a lot of different hats at the same time. We've been asked to wear our work hat at the same time. We've been asked to wear our parent hat or, you know, our family hat. And I think with all of these changes and different kind of lifestyle pivots that we've had to do in 2020, we really haven't had a time to really think about what we're thinking about. And unfortunately, that's really introspection. Knowing about what you're thinking about is one of the keys to really living a happy and successful life. If we can't tune into ourselves and if we can't really understand what we're thinking and feeling about in that time, in that situation, we might get stuck. And it takes some time, it takes some practice to really tune into yourself and know what you're thinking about.
Yeah, it really does. It's not something that comes naturally to people, but it's crucial. I've seen research out there that says 80 to 90% of the thoughts you have today are ones you had the day before. Mm-hmm. So if we're not paying attention to where our thoughts are taking us, if we're just on automatic pilot, we could find ourselves waking up one day and realizing we're nowhere near where we wanted to be in life or our goals or anything like that. And, you know, Casey and I talk about this all the time. We're pretty big nerds when it comes to the research.
Speak for yourself.
Speak for yourself. But really, in my mind, our automatic thoughts are what drive everything. They ultimately make up your life. And that's because they happen without really us doing anything. They just pop up there and they're situation specific. And they're basically driven by our core beliefs, our values, what are called schemas, or basically our filters for how we view the world. And so these automatic thoughts, if left unchallenged, they can really take us down that bad path, that dark path. And I kind of think of it as like a stampede. And being here in Colorado, like a stampede of buffalo that if you don't challenge them are just going to run wild. And so they're a few things that we can do to either slow that stampede down or maybe even stop them from stampeding in the first place. And there are three things that I always tell people when it comes to our thoughts and things to consider on how you can check your thoughts and when needed, challenge them and change them. So check, challenge, and change. But the three approaches are the empirical or evidence-based approach. And I'm going to use an example of a client I worked with a few years ago who, in this particular situation, he got a text from his wife saying that their daughter was sick at daycare and he was in a meeting and didn't have a chance to respond for a few hours. And when he checked his text, the last one he saw was from his wife saying, "Hello," in all caps. And he immediately took that as she was mad at him. And so we had to kind of pause during the session and say, what evidence did you have that she was mad at you? Well, you know, all caps, hello. And okay. I don't know if that's enough, though, to make a definitive decision. And then we talked about kind of the second one, the logical piece. So you have the evidence. Is there any evidence to support this thought? Is this thought even logical? Is it logical to assume that you can understand someone's full range of feelings from a text where they said in all caps, hello?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not logical to think that you could pin that down. And then the third approach, that pragmatic approach, even if this is true, is it helping you thinking that she's upset? Because what he did was he called her and he kind of took a preemptive angry approach at her. And she just said, whoa, whoa, whoa. I was just concerned about you. You weren't responding to me. Mm-hmm. And so he started attacking his wife without knowing what was going on, because these thoughts were popping up for him that he didn't challenge, that he just immediately said, she's mad at me and I have to, you know, go on the offensive. And obviously it didn't work out. And that's what we were talking and how we could change them. But that's the power of our automatic thoughts when these things come up. And so it really is important to find ways to increase our introspection.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we have to check in with ourselves before we start kind of communicating to others, right? Maybe if your client would have taken a second, taken a deep breath and read the text back and said, okay, well, my daughter's sick at daycare. Maybe my wife just really needs to talk to me, instead of having that kind of defensive, angry approach, they probably would have saved a lot of time and energy not fighting, right? And probably gotten to the fact that their daughter was sick a little quicker. But, you know, it's hard. Like I said just a few minutes ago, it takes practice and it takes like pure intention to really rein in your thoughts like that, right? To turn into yourself. And there are some practical ways you can start practicing introspection, right? Just like any other muscle in your body, in order to really have a strong sense or a strong skill to introspection skill, you need to practice it. And the way you can practice it is, first and foremost, pay attention to the present moment. Acknowledge your thoughts without being hard on yourself, right? So if he had a thought, well, my wife's angry at me. If he would have just thought, okay, let's take away the judgment. Let's just again, go back to kind of the empirical evidence-based approach or the logical approach, and really thought about what was going on without judgment, he again would have been in a different place. Yeah. And another practical way of kind of tuning into yourself, you know, practicing introspection is to really pay attention to your physical sensations. I think we have to remember that our minds and our bodies are connected, and oftentimes our bodies will give us hints about what our mind is doing. So pay attention to your breathing. Pay attention to where your shoulders are. I mean, I can see Mark right now, when he gets stressed, I can see his shoulders rising to his ears. And I just want to be like, man, take a deep breath and get those shoulders down.
You say that a lot in meetings.
I do. Because you can just see it, right? So again, practical ways of practicing introspection, pay attention to the present moment. Don't be so hard on yourself, and really pay attention to what your physical being is doing at that time.
I think that's all great advice. Like you mentioned earlier, these aren't things that come naturally to us. It takes a lot of practice. And just like working out, if you go to the gym once a month, you're probably not going to see great results. But if you go a few times a week, all of a sudden it gets easier and you're seeing better results. So please keep practicing this. We know it will pay off. We work with a lot of clients on these exact topics and ideas. So hope this helps. Casey, this was a lot of fun. I think we should do it again sometime. What do you think?
Maybe we should do it again 3 more times.
That's a good number. 3 more times. So thank you, everybody, for listening today. We hope that you found value in this. Please come back and listen to our other podcasts. Until then, take care and be well.